This is the Test Podcast. The date is 6/11/2020, and I'm calling this The Sting of Rejection, or Removing the Sting of Rejection, or Handling the Sting of Rejection. This is a program for our one-hour training course. We're talking about talking to 20 people a day and having a 5% conversion ratio. That means 19 rejections. Now, rejections are something that stops many people. That's one of the things we talk about is you got a good program and then you always find a reason not to do it because of this or that. But a lot of times the reasons are a lot more subtle than we think. And the sting of rejection is a huge reason. Our image is hurt. We feel let down. We don't feel confident. We're all these kind of reasons. So let's talk about the sting of rejections. Let me start with a story. I was raised in a family. It was a good family. We weren't super rich or anything, but we had everything we needed. And I liked people a lot, and I talked to people. But when it came to getting something, like, say, maybe making a sale, or I wasn't that great at it. I actually feared rejection. And I got it a lot, too. And my big brother really contributed. He made me feel like I was worthless. So life went on. My dad was going to have me be a doctor, but I just for a whole bunch of reasons I didn't like that game. I didn't want people dying on me, and I went to dental school, and I didn't like looking down people's mouths and some other things. So I ended up going into a spiritual path, and that's when I really found this thing of rejection reality. I don't know how to describe it more than, you know, you talk to somebody, let's say you're going to teach them about anything, meditation or God or truth, and they don't want to listen to you. Or they just say, oh, well, what do you know? Or, and you get that, like, that little sting. Let's talk about it in sales, because when I was out doing this life of meditation and stuff, I had to make some money, and I ran into a guy, he was kind of like a teacher, and guess what he had me do? He had me do cold calling 24/7 for 4 years, cold calling. That's about as bad as you can get. That was one way I would recommend not getting off the sting of rejection, unless you really got it. But there was, you know, I was so interested in what he had to offer, I just said, okay, I'm going to go. And it wasn't like go talk to people about meditating or anything. It was about selling products. And I would go door to door and couldn't even talk about the spiritual stuff, about selling, you know, cleaners and stuff. And at first it was just so hard to get out there to do it. But then there was nothing else to do, so I just did it. And then every time I talk to somebody and they go, oh, come on, get out of my door. Or, you know, what are you doing to my face? Or, oh, come on. No, that stuff's crap, you know. And sting of rejection, but I didn't have anywhere else to go. I wanted the end, and that's the key. You want the end more than the rejection. So I kept doing this for years, but somewhere early in there, I realized you just get off the sting and go to the next person. Like, they say no, you just, okay, I got the sting, go to the next person. And you know, I never really did get so that there was no sting. I still get it, but I can talk to 20 people in half an hour now. I ran a telemarketing room, and what I did was I take the script after they put me in charge, because I was making more sales than anybody. I took the script and threw it in the rice basket and said, you don't want to talk to people like this, you know? You want to talk to them like real people, and you want to find out what they need and they want. And we were selling something in the telemarketing room that was a lot of telemarketing, so you know, the phone would call up and I would call and say, hey, don't hate me, I'm doing long distance. And they go, well, what do you want? And I go, well, you know, I just got a 10% discount. And but I would just try to find what they wanted real quickly. And so I was making like 17 sales by myself in one afternoon, and the whole rest of everybody was making 5 sales a week. So when the boss saw that, they put me in charge of the telemarketing. So the first thing I did was dump the script and just talk to people. And if they say no and reject, just get over it and suck it up and talk to the next person. But then, in fact, I was so adamant about not doing it, I figured a way to actually get rid of the hotel marketing and increase the sales. That's all another story. That's looking for solutions. Let's talk about the sting of rejection. Later on in life, I found a much faster way to get rid of it, rather than just muscling your way through it. The thing that causes our problems and our limitations are lies that we believe. Well, to us, they're not lies. We call them truths. But a true lie detector, and I did a lot of time using true lie detectors, psychological stress evaluators, voice tone biofeedback, some of the even more sophisticated ones. And after tens of thousands of hours, you don't even need one. But the real problem that causes us is not so much the lies that we know are lies, or the lies we tell, like, oh, you know, I only had one beer for lunch, you know, when you really had four. Those kind of lies, that's everybody lies. But when I used to teach this course on lie truth detection, I would say, if you want to find a liar, just look in the mirror. But it's not the lies that we tell consciously that, well, they hurt us. But the ones that really hurt us are lies that we believe. Somebody told us that we're no good. Somebody told us that we're bad. Somebody told us that this and that is true, and it's not true. And we never stop to investigate it, to really trace it back to its source. We just buy, you know, that's what's going on right now. Just look at the 10,000 different stories you get out of everything out there. You know, it's like some of them are all lies, but if you believe them, they're not lies. You act on them as if they're true. And so I would use one of these. I figured a way to use those lie truth machines in therapy, kind of a therapy, where I'd help people remove a limitation. And that limitation was something they believed that was true that wasn't. And one of the big things that many of us hold in common, we think we're not very good, and so we're super sensitive when somebody says you're not very good, or somebody's really in a hurry and they rush and say, get out of my face, or, you know, it's like the sting. So I used to train salespeople, and what we do is practice these face to face. We consciously sit a person down and do things that cause a sting until it kind of became a lot more neutral. And like I said, I've never fully got over it, but I can get over it in a second rather than a minute. And you think of it over a second, then you can talk to 20 people in half an hour. And a lot of times, I can now talk to 20 people in half an hour, and I don't get any sting because I know how to approach the people. I like the people. I find something that they want. I don't try to push them or tell them, oh, I got something you need. I just try to find out what they really need. And move towards that, or what they really believe, and move towards that without like trying to change them, except, you know, if they want to be changed. And then a lot of people really want help, so say, hey, yeah, you're not making money? Well, yeah, I know, I've been there, but, you know, this could bring $1,000 a week, $1,000 a month, you know. You might want to look at it and see if it's something you're interested in. Every person is different. You approach them not from what you want. And I know there's lots of people that do hype. Oh, you got to do this. And there's sales techniques. And I studied all those. The very best salesman I ever met, sitting next to me, we were at a meeting where they were teaching these hype things, how to gain the attention and force your opinion on them. And, you know, like that NLP, that's about forcing your opinion on people. Guess who are the main people who take that? Lawyers. They want to force an opinion on somebody or force an action on someone. So I don't know if that's still true, but I know for a while it was very true. But what was I saying there? Oh, yeah, you just want to find the person, communicate to them, and then give them an option and give them what they need. So, that's right. We would sit down and teach a person, hey, what do you need? And then it's just a simple communication. And then once the communication is free from your own belief that you're not good, the sting goes away very quickly after you practice it. So I got, I guess, three things. One, you got to get the lies out of your own life. Two, you got to let the stings go, you know, become detached from them and detach quickly within a second and then talk to someone else. Three, approach a person as that person is, with respect, with wisdom, with kindness, with love. And you'll do a lot better. The best salesman, that was what I was talking about. We were sitting in this meeting, and I was taking all these notes, but I was taking all these notes, and he kind of put his hand over the notes and said, skip all that. The only thing you need to do is treat a person with respect. If they don't need it, don't try to sell it to them. Give them what they need and work with them as they are. And, you know, treat them with respect and kindness. And that guy sold more than all those other guys. So that's the lesson to learn. That's what we're going to try to teach you quickly as we can. It might be a few years before you fully learn it, but some people might learn it in a few hours. Some people might already know parts of it. That's the game. Talk to 20 people a day, get them interested, get them to watch the video, and you're only looking for one out of the 20 to do it. What if you got five out of the 20 to do it? That's this podcast here. It's called The Sting of Rejection and How to Work Around It. Work through it, let it go, whatever you need to do. Don't let it stop you. Give us a call. Thanks. Bye. If you're wondering where to go, www.777harvest. All the contact information is there. This is part of an hour course that we give for free to people who get in. People who want to make $1,000 a week, $1,000 a day, $1,000 a month, whatever. That's what our goal is, to help you make what you want. You have a good day and God bless.